2. Create. I was a teenage dungeon master. My first forays into adventure began more modestly in my parents' garage. In 1977, the summer after my sophomore year in high school, my parents sent me to the University of Oklahoma for 7 weeks to study geometry, statistics, and computer programming. While there, I learned to play Dungeons & Dragons. D&D is a role-playing game, an interactive story that is negotiated between the narrator, the dungeon master, and the participants, or players. The dungeon master, or game master, creates the elaborate fantasy, and the people playing with him or her take the role of specific characters in that story, interacting with the other players to solve problems and move the adventure forward. I had just finished reading The Lord of the Rings, and this game was the perfect vehicle for creating my own interactive stories. When I got back to Houston, my friends and I began our own Dungeons & Dragons group in my house. Our crew grew so rapidly that at times we had 4 or 5 groups of as many as 12 people playing separate scenarios throughout the house. My mother had already turned our 2-car garage into her art studio, but we encouraged her to build a new 3-car garage with her studio on top. Then we took over the original one. Almost every Friday and Saturday night for several years, we had numerous scenarios being run simultaneously by excellent game masters. People would play with one game master for several weeks, then move to another game. Even parents and one of our teachers would come and play regularly. While this was before the emergence of computer games, already many people believed Dungeons & Dragons was a dangerous game that was literally turning America's children into devil worshippers. Rumors spread that college students playing the game had disappeared and might have been sacrificed. While it was perfectly fine to read or write a book that included wizards, demons, and devils, it was not acceptable to role-play it. People thought that by playing this game, we were literally inviting the devil to inhabit our souls, and so would be lost to the kingdom of heaven forever. I was amazed to discover how dangerous sitting around a table and talking might be. But I played anyway, and I learned that each game was only as good as the ability of the game master to craft a story and manage the negotiations into a compelling narrative.